And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. And this week, Jeanette Sadler-Taylor visits art galleries.
You ever notice how Susan Stamberg often does stories about arts-related topics on NPR? Well, today I'm exhibiting my Stamberg wannabe side and have chosen to talk about the Wyeths. This is occasioned by what turned out to be a Wyeth binge that was a recent detour in my life. Previously, I had rather limited experience with Wyeth paintings through a couple of visits to the Brandywine River Museum in Chadds Ford, Pennsylvania. There is that painting of that pig. Frankly, though, with the possible exception of the Helga series, and then probably only due to the bit of scandal surrounding them, both times I was more impressed with the surrounding countryside than I was with the art. And I'm generally dubbed an art chick and a museum freak by family members. Maybe it was just an off day. Anyway, odd things trigger interest, and in a recent issue of Vanity Fair magazine, there was a photo of Jamie Wyeth, the youngest of the Wyeth family of artists. In the photo, he looked like a genial older guy, aka someone in my age group, with a sort of devilish smile. What was the real interest piquer, though, was his attire. He had on knickers-length pants with mismatched socks and mismatched shoes. What's not to love? Someone with that sense of whimsy about dress is definitely worth a rethink. That being the case, the current retrospective show of his work at the Museum of Fine Arts Boston became a definite stop on what I thought was my way to Nova Scotia. Great show. You have through December 28th to see it, and you certainly should if that sort of thing even remotely interests you. The diversity of his work and the art as a family business heritage combine to make me want to see and learn more Wyeth lore and work while in the neighborhood. A little moment of thought about U.S. geography, and you'll remember that Maine, just a little above Boston, and right on the way to Nova Scotia, indeed is in the neighborhood of Boston. To me, one of the charms of the Northeast is that, as opposed to out here in the Midwest, many states are real little and you can just get from one to the other without it taking very long. Well, the Wyeths have a fairly lengthy history of working and living in Maine, so that area now was a required stop on what had morphed into a Wyeth information gathering jaunt. Going to Port Clyde, Maine, and taking a ferry is one way to get to Monhegan Island, both places where three generations of Wyeths have lived and painted. While on the outbound ferry, we passed Allen Island, where Betsy Wyeth, Andrew's widow and Jamie's mother, lives. And there she was, a little old lady sitting outside her door on a bench with her walker beside her, waving to the ferry as it passed by. Talk about charm. Monhegan, permanent population of about 75, is celebrating its quadricentennial this year. Captain John Smith visited there in 1614. So things were really hopping. Like Mackinac Island, there is almost no vehicular traffic, but unlike Mackinac, there's no fudge. There's some art, a few craft stores, a marginal amount of food, a library, a cemetery, and a museum that's a combination natural history, community history, and art museum that's housed in the former lighthouse. Interesting, but other than tangentially, not part of the Wyeth art viewing binge. For that, the next stop was back on Maine's mainland, the Farnsworth Museum in Rockland. For the thrifty among us, appreciate that they have reciprocity with the Art Institute of Chicago. You just slap down your Art Institute membership card, and you can view their treasures for no admission fee. And treasures they have. The Farnsworth has a Wyeth motherlode. They have an entire Wyeth Center. Three generations plus Marianne artists like John McCoy and Peter Hurd. Plan to spend a day there. Even though it may mean you don't get to Nova Scotia. Not on this trip, anyway. For Michiana Chronicles, this is not Susan Stamberg, even though the topic is arts-related. It's Jeanette Sadler-Taylor.
Messiana Chronicles is heard twice every Friday at 7:35 during Morning Edition and at 12:30 during Here and Now. Messiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.